I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The Obama administration has eased restrictions on visas issued to Cuban artists. The more liberalized policy covers those who refuse to defect or renounce their loyalty to the Cuban Revolution. That was the litmus test the Bush administration applied. The new opening has encouraged more Cuban artists to come to the U.S. The World's Lauren Madelon tells us about two of them.
Orestes Goliac is 50, a gentle giant, a burly, gregarious spirit whose paintings are sought after by collectors worldwide. But he admits that whenever he opens a new exhibit of his work, he gets nervous. That's exactly why he's here at the Galleria Cubana in Boston. But Goliac needn't worry. His paintings are a hit. Goliac's abstract vignettes of Cuban life defy easy description. He fuses human personalities to birds and fish in explosions of color, while also exploring distinctly human eccentricities. He says painting is his way to stay connected to his roots in eastern Cuba. My themes are inspired by the countryside and country people. There's also my hometown of Santiago de Cuba, and the mystery and folklore of the countryside. I've always been fascinated by all of that. Goliac's art is on exhibit in Boston through June, thanks to Galleria Cubana director Michelle Wojcik. She holds one of approximately 30 Treasury Department licenses, allowing the import of Cuban art into the U.S.
I've always been drawn to the vibrancy and energy of Cuban art. I'm fortunate in that I'm allowed to bring back art that Americans would otherwise likely never see. In fact, many people are surprised by the level of sophistication of Cuban art. That can actually often pique their curiosity about all things Cuban.
Although Goliac has exhibited in Europe and Latin America several times, this is only his second visit to the U.S. He says Cubans are excited that cultural exchanges have increased since President Obama took office.
La gente se conecta ahí de una manera mágica, ¿no? Es arte.
People can connect in a magical way through art, he says. When people listen to Cuban music, for example, it's incredible how they forget the differences between two political systems. Also, he says, Cuban culture is influenced by U.S. culture. In fashion and music, he says you can't deny that influence. It's something that's always been there, he says, and these kinds of contacts strengthen the connection between people from both countries. The music of Carlos Varela is helping to make that connection stronger. The Cuban singer got a visa for a series of U.S. concerts this month, including one in the Boston area. Varela is one of Cuba's most popular and outspoken musicians. He's been critical of both governments, American and Cuban. And he says artists can build bridges that politicians in Havana and Washington can't or won't.
El arte de ambas partes puede contribuir muchísimo al futuro de ambas naciones.
Varela says the art from both countries can contribute greatly to both nations' future because we can't spend all our lives so far apart and yet so close at the same time.
Tan lejos y tan cerca al mismo tiempo.
Como flota cubana de pesca.
Varela isn't the only major Cuban musician coming to the U.S. this year. Varela's mentor, Silvio Rodriguez, has been granted a U.S. visa too. Rodriguez is an unapologetic Castro loyalist who criticizes the U.S. in his concerts. Some people in Miami's Cuban community are outraged, but the visit underscores President Obama's Cuba policy, permitting more cultural exchanges while continuing to press Cuba on its treatment of political dissidents. Rodriguez is scheduled to play Carnegie Hall in June. For The World, I'm Lorne Madelon.
La canción de este barco con hombres de poca niñez.
We've posted some of the paintings of Orestes Goliac on our website. That's theworld.org.
Y azules los hombres.